A couple weeks ago, I went to the most subscribed list, and I'm embarrassed to admit it was only a couple of weeks ago that I actually started thinking about the subject, but I asked myself, where are all the black people on YouTube? And I went to the front page, Lonely Girl, you know, she's white, Smosh is white, and CBS is an evil corporation.
I'm here to represent the NWWWABCYTGMSVB. The National World Wide Web Association of Black, Colored, YouTube, Google, MySpace, Video Bloggers. Now I know that there's a lot of white people who will have that same typical response. They'll say, why do those people need an NWWWABCYTGMSVB? They always need something special. There's not a white one. They'll ask, why isn't there an NWWWAWCYTGMSVB? I'll tell you why. Because of 250 years of subconscious, ingrained, long-standing, deep-rooted, psychological, historically incorporated, systematic, institutionalized cyberspace racism. Just ask yourself the next time you look at a featured video page, ask yourself, where are all the black videos? Why is it that the number of featured black videos is disproportionate to the number of black video bloggers? They say that black people can't edit, that we lack the basic video software. But why do we lack that video software? Is it because we can't upload or download? Is it because we're incapable of switching disc 1 to disc 2? Of course not. I'll tell you why. It is no more than plain old simple good old boy, subconscious, ingrained, long-standing, deep-rooted, psychological, historically incorporated, systematic, institutionalized cyberspace racism. And until there is parity, until the internet playing field is leveled, and a man is judged by the content of his video blog, and all videos are created equal, there will be a need for an NWWWABCYTGMSVB.